Hey guys, welcome back to another 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 It's me, Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny, Mr. Spencer Ball.
Mr. Spencer Ball and Mrs. Jenny, 朱琪。
哎呦，你叫 Mrs. 让我觉得好老啊，太太，天哪。
哎，不老了，不老了。
确实也 getting older. 好，那今天呢，我们就跟大家说说英语里的这些尊称，先生、太太、小姐。然后我学英语的时候啊，这个问题还困扰了我很久，就是Mr. 我们写出来英语是大写的 M, 然后 R, 在一个句号。Yeah. 我想这里面又没有 I, 又没有 S, 又没有 T,
right,
为什么要念 Mr. 而不是念 Mer?
Hey, Mer!
今天我们就来帮大家揭晓答案。
好嘞。Yeah, so it's because basically this...MR or MRS or even MS, these 缩写
都是 abbreviations.
That's right, and they are the 缩写 of, well, titles, terms of address.
对，那缩写啊，英文就 once again 叫做
abbreviation.
Abbreviation.、
Mm-hmm.
然后你刚刚说这些呢是 titles, 对吧
Yeah, that's right, so a title.、
A title 就是一种称呼
Yeah, it is. But we also have other kinds of titles, like, you know, what, like
your... Knight 吗你说然后 Damn.
I know. Well, I was thinking more like work titles.
骑士、
I was thinking like work titles, like...
CEO.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, basically the name of your position. But yeah, so these here, though, are also titles. They're types of, I guess, yeah, 称呼, right? So Mr., Mrs., Ms.
对对对。像英语有的时候填表格, when you're filling out a form, 上面就会写 title, 然后 dot dot, 两点,你是 Mr. 还是 Mrs. 还是 Miss?
Yeah, or other.
Or other. 对,因为现在美国就是有很多... 很多人说不要用男生、女生或者先生、小姐来称呼我。
Yeah, they don't want like this. They don't want like a.
他们不想用传统性别的
性别相关的什么 title, basically, you know, like.
对他们说就是。用他们来用 day 来称呼对吧
Yeah, it's pretty. But anyway, 我们扯远了 That's another topic.
下次再说那件事 好那现在呢 Spencer 就跟我们说一下吧为什么 MR 要念 Mr. 呢
Because it's short for Mr. Which is M-I-S-T-E-R.
MR 这个本身就是一个 abbreviation,对不对 ?Its full version 就是 Mr. 老老实实拼出来 M-I-S-T-E-R.
Yeah,
Mr. OK. 好那说到先生 Mr. 这个后面是要加完整的比如 full name, 还是 surname, 姓还是 first name, 还是名
I mean,
都可以
要看是什么场合。But usually, you just say the last name, the surname.
Okay, 比如你姓 Ball, 球。
That's right, that's me, Mr. Ball.
所以就是 Mr. Ball.
You know, but it's funny though, saying, yeah, Mr. I don't feel old enough to be a Mr. Mr. Ball.
那叫你什么 boy?
I don't know, I'm a young guy. Young guy at heart anyway. 人老心不老。
或者你说加 full name 也可以 Mr. Spencer Ball.
Yeah, you could. Or, you know, like, or even all three names. Actually, to you guys who don't know, my first name is really Harris. So, Mr. Harris Spencer Ball. And guys out there, here's a little quiz. What is the short name for Harris? Leave a comment below and then do the math.
Harry.
And my last name is...
Ball.
Hey, there you go, Jenny. Does that make you laugh? It should make some of you out there laugh. You could say...
这就是一个小毛球吗?
My father's name is Harris, and his father's name is Harris, and his father's name is Harris. And my dad sure got teased as a kid because his name is Harry Ball. But...Not me. My mom called me Spencer my whole life, so I never really got teased.
是是，其实这也没有办法。比如我姓朱，然后我就小时候，我天天说我要跟我妈妈姓，因为小朋友都说你姓朱，大肥猪的。Piggy. 好，我们还是回到这个 Mr.
Miss Piggy. Hold on, you just made me think of Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy.
Yeah, I know. 所以讲到叫称呼一个人 Mr. 的时候就跟中文一样嘛你叫一个人某某先生都是很 formal、很正式的场合
That's right
或者就是服务行业对吧、
mm-hmm.
因为会到酒店 check in 他拿了你的证件以后 they might call
you. Yeah, it makes me think of yeah, going to the hotel or 有可能在机场在办证、那个登机牌的时候 or
right,
like 对 yeah, you know, just hello Mr. You know, Adam's last name is Richards. Hello Mr. Richards,、mm-hmm. you know.
但是英语里面还有一个叫 Mr. 的场合就是叫老师、
yeah.
这个和中文不太我们就说比如陈老师刘老师但你们是叫 Mr.不是 teacher Chen, teacher.
Exactly, yeah, we don't say teacher, blah, blah, blah. But、when you're in college, 你上大学的时候 you could say like professor,、
professor
Thomas.
对 professor 是是是
But、you could also still just say Mr. or Mrs.
对可以直接叫因为中文你可以直接如果不知道你姓什么就哎先生先生英文可以直接叫 Mr. Mr. 吗
So you could, one, you could say sir.
啊、对用 sir 比 Mr. 要好很多
Yeah, sir is a bit more formal or Mr. is not, it's not that it's not polite, but it's, when I think of calling someone Mr. and you don't know their last name, it makes me think of like a young person, like a kid、talking to an older guy and he, Mr. Mr. Could you, I'm lost. Could you help me?、Like, I don't know. It's just kind of different. So,If you think、the age, you know, 如果你的年龄跟 you know, 谁谁谁 you know, 差不多了 and you don't know their name, you could just call them sir.
Sir, 对。
Or madam,、
女生
if you're talking to a woman.
好那讲到女生我们现在就来看看女生的这些 titles 啊。
好。
先从 miss 开始吧。
Okay, so miss,、this is M-I-S-S. And
简写的时候呢通常会被简写成
Well, there's MS,
对
but that's Ms.
哦、oh, 对这个我们等一下再说有点搞
So
点搞
let's first,
yeah.
yeah, 我们先说一下这个 Ms. I guess technically Ms. doesn't have a 缩写
哦、oh, 对这倒是因为和那个 MS 那个 Ms. 还不太一样
Yeah, yeah, so Ms. is for someone 未结婚的一个未结婚的女生 like
An unmarried woman
Yeah, an unmarried woman Like, she hasn't been married, so you call her Miss
然后这个公式和 Mr. 一样就是 Miss 后面加她的 surname、
mm-hmm.
或者她的 full name
Exactly, yeah
全名或者姓氏对不对
Yeah, so, you know, Miss Cruz, you know Or、mm. Miss, you know, Richards There is Richards again Adam's、on my mind today So you don't always need to use the last name too You could just call someone Miss
哎，对，这个是和前面 Mr. 不一样的、我们说不能直接用 Mr. 称呼一个人你应该用 Sir、但是如果要叫小姐的话英文就可以单独的用
yeah.
Miss
Yeah, excuse me, Miss、Miss, hi, hello You dropped this
Okay, when you're trying to get someone's attention You、don't know their name, right?
You know, it's kind of funny here though I just thought of Because Miss, we use this for a, Like I said, a 未结婚 Like someone who has been married But if you don't know the person And you call them Miss And you don't know them How do you know they're not married?
就是我们觉得看起来年轻 Maybe that's the thing, right? 看起来年轻或者 Miss 也有一种 cheeky、比如有一些小女生她非常的、什么都懂然后嘴巴很会说、
You're like Miss
Know-it-all 对什么都知道对不对 Miss Know-it-all
There was also that movie Miss Congeniality
哦选美青山小姐因为选美比如美国小姐 Miss America
That's right Miss America
环球小姐 Miss Universe
Miss Universe、
好的那接下来呢我们要看的这个就是和 Miss有一点像、但又很不一样的一个称呼
And that would be Ms.
Ms.
Yeah, it's almost like a M-I-Z sound.
但这个 abbreviation 写出来缩写是 M-S 点
That's right.
那 Ms. 什么时候用呢和那个 Miss 又有什么区别呢
So this can be used for women who are or aren't married.
就 basically 你不确定她有没有结婚
Or even if you know she's married, you could call her Ms.If you wanted to.
啊、对因为比如我吧人家叫我 Mrs. 我就觉得很奇怪、而且 Mrs. 什么什么夫人、好像严格意义上来说应该后面跟那个老公的姓、对不对
yeah, yeah.
但就像我 I didn't legally change my last name.
Okay.
对我还是自己的姓嘛就英文叫 maiden name, 结婚前的这个姓。对所以我就感觉好像叫 Ms. 会比较 Mrs. 我更 prefer 一点。
好可以啊。反正这个 Ms. 比较 flexible, you know, it's like you can use it for...
不出错对对对。然后最主要呢是它的发音啊 大家要发 Z sound.
That's right. So one more time, Ms.
Ms. Okay.、Mm. 好，那接下来我们就看看刚刚说到那个 Mrs. 吧。
Right. So this would be MRS.
点。
That's right.
这个的缩写，因为他是说一个已经结婚的人嘛，所以我们就把那个 Mr.、Mm-hmm. 后面加一个 S， 对不对
？That's right. So that's right. So.So basically, you just, you know, Mrs. and then the surname, usually. But you could do a full name, too.
这个我觉得就是在美国比较传统的观念里面啊，一个女生结婚了以后，她们就要用夫姓。
Yeah, yeah, if you're, like you said, if you're like from a more traditional background, then yeah, you probably would take the name of your husband.
英文用 take, you take your、mm-hmm. husband's
you
last
take your,
name.
That's right, you take your husband's name.
诶，但现在的女生就是年轻人 millennials,、mm-hmm. 你知道他们是
You know, well, it depends. If you're more like,、you know, if we're talking about like、political beliefs here, like 左翼或者右翼的 like if you're more like left-leaning,、there's a bigger chance, 比较大的可能性 you won't take your husband, because you're more liberal.Basically, more liberal people.
新时代的女性就是 you know, I have my own name, 对不对 my own surname, I don't need to change.
But if you're more right-leaning, if you're more conservative, you know,
比较保守的啊
exactly, you would obviously gonna, you're definitely gonna take like your husband's name, like that's a 9 out of 10. Yeah.
但是也有一些她就是把它加上去 they still keep their maiden name, right? 但她就后面再加一个
Well, there's different, so like for example, my grandmother, she took my grandfather's last name, but she made her maiden name her middle name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
你们好搞啊
Yeah, well, that's what people do, but also what other people do is they combine...the two surnames to make that their surname.
你说 combine 的意思是把这两个姓放在一起，当中加一个那个 hyphen 破折号是吧
？Yeah, exactly.
啊，怪不得我们说这边有些外国人名字那么长。First name, middle name, maiden name, 然后还有这种加破折号的 name.
Yeah, yeah.
天哪！
But typically, if a woman takes her husband's name, her maiden name will probably become her middle name.
反正我就是觉得吧if you take your husband's name, 很麻烦哎你想想你要到多少地方去 update,
什么都要改是吧
都得改。
Yeah, it does sound like a pain in the ass. I don't, you know, I don't think I'd want to do it. And what if your husband's last name sucks? Like, what if it's just like really, you know...
Ball.
Yeah, ball. You know, I wouldn't blame you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I wouldn't really blame anyone if they didn't want my last name. You know what I mean? Especially like...I don't know, if you had like this really like, I don't know, cool, exotic, like sexy last name or something, and then, you know, you marry me, it's like, ah, you know, you just keep your last name, it's okay, it's not a big deal.
好，哎，我记得我刚结婚的时候 my mother-in-law, she asked me, 我婆婆说 so, would you consider taking Hank's last name? 对，然后我说，哎呀 ，I've never considered， 我还真的没有想过。she's like, oh, so you don't do it in China? 我说，对，我们现在在中国都不会。她说，哦，好的，好的。
Oh, there you go. Well, you got out of that one scot-free, Jenny. Got off easy there.
好，今天节目最后还有一个 title， 有一个称呼，我想问 Spencer 的就是 ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, not man.
不是 man， 不是男人，是 M-A-M, ma'am.
That's right, ma'am. So this is, This is kind of like madame.
Madame 就是夫人是吧？法语里面 madame.
That's right. But madame is like a little more, it's really formal.
年纪大一点 right.
And also 年纪大一点 right.
Ma'am, 我觉得我在美国听的最多的是服务行业。
Yeah, exactly. So if you're like in America or Canada or you know, something and you're at a restaurant and you're a woman, there's a good chance that the waiter, right, the server will call you ma'am.
Ma'am.
Or maybe miss.
是的是的、
yeah. Excuse me, ma'am, would you like another drink?
Yeah.
Miss, would you like another drink?
反正你知道他没有叫你 ma'am, 不是叫你男人就可以。
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, don't. So if you go there and you think a guy calls you man, listen again. Maybe he called you ma'am.
对对、
嗯、
好，今天跟大家分享了一个很基本但是也非常重要的话题，那关于称呼啊，关于 titles 还有哪一些疑问呢，大家都可以在节目留言里问我们，我们会非常乐意的解答。 OK, thank you for listening guys. Guys 是一个很 casual 的称呼。
Thanks guys.
Thanks everyone.
Yeah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And we will see you next time.
对，我们下次再见。
Bye bye.